Talk Live is your show. You can bring up anything toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line for you. As we launch in hour number three of the program, it's Ian here with you.
And Toby.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on our site, we give them away. So enjoy those on us. That again, freetalklive.com. There's been about a bit of a theme this evening, and it wasn't because we planned it that way. We just sort of started talking about corrupt cops and just awful things that certain police officers around the country have done. And
one story leads to another.
One story led into another. Phone calls have been generated, so let's continue with the calls. Let's talk to, it is Andrew on the line in Georgia. You're on Free Talk Live. Andrew, what's on your mind?
Howdy, guys.
Hey, what's up?
I want to talk about the episode I saw on Discovery Channel the other day about the Holocaust.
What about it?
You know, the Holocaust never happened, you know. Yep.
Oh, is that right?
Yes, sir.
And how are you going to back that up?
Well, the 6 million Jews that supposedly died never really died.
All right, get off my phones. 800-259-9231. That's just outrageous.
I can't say anything to that.
There's no reason to even entertain that crap. Let's go on and talk to Jeff in Montana. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Jeff. Jeff in Montana, listening on KGEZ. Do we have Jeff? Jeff going once?
Yes.
Jeff.
Hello. Going.
Hey, Jeff.
Hey, wow, somebody is a little disillusioned there.
I'd say.
Yeah, that's just outrageous. How anyone can make a suggestion like that is, it's just complete fantasy.
Yeah. Anyways, I have a story. I was driving between a couple of towns here. This was probably about 2 years ago. The towns are about 20 miles apart, and it was about midnight. I was driving home from my friend's house. We were just playing video games and kind of just hanging out, and got about halfway home. I'm driving the speed limit, and a cop's been following me since I left town there. And all of a sudden, I mean, I'm going the speed limit. I usually always do, but all of a sudden, he just kind of races past me. Just, he doesn't turn his lights on or anything. He just kind of disappears into the night there.
Okay.
And I see there's another car behind me about 200 yards, and this car stays that far behind me, I mean, this for the rest of the 10 miles, and then I get into the other town, and I see it's a police car following me, and he follows me around one corner, and then another corner, practically all the way to my house. And
okay.
I mean, basically, this is entrapment. The cop blazes past me, you know.
What, wait, where's the entrapment part?
Well, he speeds past me, trying, you know, make me think he leaves, and then
his friend is right behind.
Yeah, these cops are trying to catch me by basically making, you know, the first guy go ahead, disappear, speed off, and
gotcha.
Then I can start speeding now.
Right, and then the other one hangs back so you can't tell it's a cop from that distance, that sort of thing.
Yeah, I couldn't tell at all. But
so did they end up pulling you over, or was it just that you made that observation?
No, I did nothing wrong, and they're probably hoping to, I don't know, catch me doing something wrong, but
well, you said you were going the speed
limit. They're here to protect and serve. They're not here to try and trap citizens.
But you see, you've been misled.
They are tax collectors.
They are here to protect and serve. That much is true. But they don't tell you what the rest of that phrase is. And the rest of the phrase is to protect and serve the state. Because if they were actually here for our best interests, they'd be acting a whole lot differently than they currently do. Their job is to protect the government from us. That's what their job is.
And meet quota on the rest.
Meet quotas and serve the state with all kinds of extracted money from citizens just like you. Now, have you ever had encounters with the cops before?
Nothing serious. But
well,
I mean, I respect the police. I've met a lot of nice police officers, but then you know they're not all that way. And
certainly true. And that's one of the reasons why you probably got off easy was because you hadn't had much of a record. Those who have been caught in the past, this is one of the other ways they operate, is that those they catch and they give tickets to or they arrest for marijuana charges or whatever trumped up garbage they're charging you with, once they find out that you're a mark, that you're an easy mark, that you'll go and you'll plead guilty or you'll pay the fine or whatever without any challenge or without question, then they'll hit you again.
Yep.
And they'll hit you again because they just like a bully in a schoolyard, they know exactly who the suckers are.
Yeah, it's interesting to talk to people who have been arrested for something like a marijuana charge, for example, and then find out that they were arrested again a couple of weeks after they get out, and wow, that can't just be a coincidence. Chances are
they're being targeted.
Exactly.
There's no doubt about it. Jeff, thanks for the call. Appreciate the story. 800-259-9231. So we've been discussing how bad the cops are, and apparently some of the cops know that the people in the general public don't really care much for them, and so they're trying to do something about it, at least down in Miami. Here's one example of what the cops are trying to do to make things better. Students in Liberty City are sending a message through music. The police, they're all right. The song is one of 17 on a CD that will be released in August. The music was written and performed by children in the Miami Police Athletic League's Liberty Square Summer Program.
Ooh, they have a nice name, Liberty Square.
The students said they hope their music will lessen the tension between inner-city youth and law enforcement. Lakina Evans, one of the graduates of the Alternative Directions Music Industry Training Program, says, "Without the police, it's just a bunch of chaos, really." Really? I don't know if I agree with that. I think that that's what they told her to say. I think that's what they had explained to little Lakina, but it's just not true. Chaos is a lack of order. And having police around doesn't create order. In fact, one could make the argument that it does the exact opposite.
What are you talking about, Ian? If we got rid of the police, people would be robbing each other. They'd be looting. There would be people out in the streets being murdered.
All I have to say is look at the aftermath of Hurricane Katrina.
Right.
If you want a perfect example of how the police do anything but keep order, you look at what happened there. The good law-abiding people, so-called, left town because, well, they were ordered to by the cops. They left town, and that left the police and some people in some nursing homes and some alleged criminals running through the streets. So it was just the police and the criminals. There wasn't anyone else to get in their way. They could have really sort of kept order, right? They should have been able to really keep the city under control.
I don't see why not. If that's what they claim to be able to do, that's their purpose.
Right. Not only was it the police, but it was the police, not just the New Orleans police, but there were police from other departments around the country that came there to assist. Mm-hmm. National Guard troops were on hand. There were plenty of government people in the city of New Orleans after Hurricane Katrina in order to keep the order. But what did we see? We saw footage, a videotape of the police themselves rummaging through Walmart shelves, putting things in shopping carts and walking out with them. We saw the cops stealing things from Walmart.
Yep.
And the cops claimed that they were being shot at, which of course there's no actual evidence for, but they used that as an excuse to go and confiscate guns from people. It seems to me that the cops were promoting disorder. For instance, if I had lived in New Orleans and I was armed in my home trying to, I'd heard the news reports that there were criminals on the loose, I might want to keep my home safe. I might want to keep my property secure. Having guns would be useful in that case.
Looks like the reason you might own a gun, actually.
Right, but then the police come along, and they demand me turn over my guns to them. What?
It's for your protection.
No, that's not for my protection. You guys are going to leave here after you take my guns. You're going to walk down the street and take guns from the people down the street. And then you're going to walk back to some other place.
And if I'm a criminal who's going around to rob people's houses, I'm just a couple houses behind them.
Yeah, exactly right. So, I mean, there's just to make the argument that the police keep order is to completely ignore reality. And the reality is the reason there's order in the world is because of average people. Because of people like you and me and us watching over our property, watching over our family members and our friends, and we're the ones, we're the first line of defense against criminals. The cops don't come until later on.
Right. It's in my best interest to protect your property rights, protect my property rights. It's in my best interest to be nice to people, to be civil to people, and to respect their property.
Exactly right. So anyway, that was just one of the lies here in this program that they've been indoctrinating these kids with. So the students performed their music on Tuesday, urging the community to unite as one. Quote, "If they see the officers more as human beings, someone who's their friend, rather than as someone who invades their community, they'll have more respect for them," said the one of the spokespeople for the Police Athletic League. Now, I agree with that statement.
Mm-hmm.
I wish I could see police officers in that way.
So
but
I.
As long as they insist on continuing to arrest people for things like smoking joints and doing other things that don't hurt anybody, prostitution, gambling, that sort of thing, the police will never be my friend. More on the way, you take control. It's Free Talk Live.
One day soon, the U.S. dollar, otherwise known as the Federal Reserve Note, will be recognized in the global marketplace for its intrinsic value. Nothing. On that day, you will be bewildered, angry, and impoverished, or you will be calm, confident, and prosperous. The deciding factor between your two possible futures is what you do in this moment. Go to D2Z.org and learn how to survive and thrive during a U.S. dollar crisis. D2Z.org.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronic, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Ted Anderson from Midas, July 10, 2007, gold 660. Ounce gold coins can be purchased for $681.97, $336.50 for half, $168.25 for quarter. That's $681.97, $336.80, and $168.25. 70% of China's 1 trillion reserves are in dollar, now purchasing 250,000 barrels of oil per day from Iran in euro. Japanese refiners buy 550,000 barrels, switching dollar to yen. Bad news for U.S. currency. China and Japan hold large positions in dollar. Trading equals permanent loss. Dollar's fallen to 65% of euro. Erosion accelerates. Countries despise imperialistic policy of U.S. Loss of confidence causing more selling. GAO is warning about the debt spiraling out of control. Why attack Iran? Jerome Corsi's Iran leads attack against the U.S. dollar document spells it out. Call 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being destroyed in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237 for Corsi's report today. That's 800-686-2237.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here. I want you to imagine waking up one morning to find out you've been burglarized. An intruder has taken your personal possessions. Credit card numbers, social security cards, banking information, and more, all in the hands of a total stranger. What's worse is you realize he got it through your front door because you left it unlocked. Every time you walk away from your computer, leaving your internet connection on, you are virtually inviting hackers, criminals, and Big Brother to access your personal information. Put a stop to this right now with the Net7 Network Security Switch from Net7 Technologies. Turn your internet on and off with one simple switch. There's no software to load, and it's so easy to install. Right now, you can order your Net7 Security Switch from Net7 Technologies for only $39.95. For a limited time, receive free shipping with your order. Visit net7tech.com. That's net, the number 7, tech.com, and start protecting yourself today.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up whatever you want. Toll free at 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Ian here with you.
And Toby.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site we give away, so enjoy those on us. The bulletin board system is approaching 250,000 posts. We've got over 1,500 people interacting. It's free, of course. Fun stuff, serious issues. You'll find it all discussed for free at bbs.freetalklive.com. To get you there, it's free. That's bbs.freetalklive.com. I'm going to play a clip from this song, this pro-cop song that they're having kids sing.
I've been waiting for it.
Down in Miami, but I got to go to the phones first. Show about your call. So let's talk to ladies first. Joanna in California, listening on KSCO. Hey, Joanna.
Hey, thank you so much.
Thank you. What's
I had a bad experience with a police officer.
Imagine
who targeted me and my family, my entire family. It turns out if they decide that your children are possibly at risk, they can call a social worker. Anyone calling 911, a social worker automatically comes. And the social worker came down and...
Wait a minute. How did they know that you have kids to send a social worker?
Well, here's what happened is my two little kids got across the street to the park. We have a Christian park, literally, you know, 50 feet from our front door.
Okay.
They got out and got over there, and I had been sick that day, and it turned out it was like 23 minutes later when the policeman arrived, and I arrived like 24 minutes later.
Mm-hmm.
And he stopped me from getting my kids. Wouldn't let me come in my house, called the social workers, came, took all six of my children for no reason other than he wanted to punish me. And he knew the people across the street at the Christian park. He knew them from police academy. And
mm-hmm.
they went to court later, 9.5 months later, I lost a son in the womb during a trial where they tried me for supposedly endangering my child. And
what
they didn't care.
What was the allegation? That you let them play at a park?
Yeah, the law was 273A, where they said it was a child may be placed in risk. And I'm like, that is such a stupid law. Anybody may be at risk just because you're alive. Alive. The fact that you're alive. And
so hold on a second. Let me see if I've got this straight. You were out, your kids, and how old were your kids over at the park?
12 on down to the youngest was 17 months. And the two that got over the park were the youngest, 17 months and almost 4.
But a 12-year-old within the family is most certainly capable of keeping an eye on his brothers and sisters.
Exactly.
So your kids were playing without your supervision, and that's what they claim was the breaking of the law?
Yeah, they just claimed it to take me to court. It was just all just a big circus.
I would have grown up enough.
Testifying against me. And it had nothing to do with anything real. It was just they had the power to hurt. They did it mostly because I homeschool. They just don't like my religion. They don't like my politics, and they wanted to hurt me. They want
my
property.
That's wait a minute. The Christians that were across the street were the ones that
called
you in? Yeah,
believe it or not, the Christian, I could not believe it. She lied in court just outright.
Do unto others, huh, Joanna?
Yeah, I was totally shocked. And then even more shocking is that a child, because they don't fall under Sixth Amendment of life, liberty, or property, a child is not worth a jury trial. So not even just the fact that the shoes on their feet were worth more than $20, I had no leg to stand on. I could not fight to get my children back.
Wow.
Later they asked me, Mom, why couldn't you protect us? And I'm like, you know, I did everything I could. It's
what,
a corrupt
now,
system.
They took your kids and, what was it, six of them?
Yeah, for 12 days and put them in non-English speaking homes, all Mexican families. And the only thing they came back from three different homes where they didn't see each other for those 12 days other than 1 hour with me, was that if they didn't leave their religion, they would probably die.
Isn't it amazing that, and by the way, I'm not a religious guy, I'm an atheist, but I definitely feel awful for you in this particular case. It's not the religion that's a factor, it's the behavior of the government, it's supposedly in the name of your children. These laws were created allegedly to protect kids, and look how they're being enforced. They're being enforced selectively and politically.
Yeah, they tried me for a misdemeanor when I was 9.5 months pregnant and would not allow me to get out of the trial. You know, they insisted that I had to go to trial, and it was at the 11.5. I found out later that at 11.5 months, they have to try you before a year before a misdemeanor, or they have to drop it. So,
what a mess.
Yeah,
where are you
before that.
Where are you stand
Santa
with
Cruz,
with your neighbors
Cruz.
Now? I mean, what's your relationship like now? Have you moved? Are you still living in the same place?
No, I still live in, the same place because I decided they wanted me out. That was the last thing I was going to give them. So I'm not giving them my house. I'm staying here, and they're going to have to deal with me, and that's the way it's been.
And how recent was this that this happened?
It was 3 years ago, and it was 2 years ago that I lost my son.
Wow.
Yeah, he only lived 7.5 hours. He was all tied up knots in the cord because I couldn't stand their lies. I could feel it when it was happening inside. They were just lying, and it just shocked me.
What?
I couldn't believe it. Policemen would lie.
Yeah,
like,
it's a shocker, isn't it? It really comes down like a hammer on people who, I mean, you guys just tuned in on KSCO, but we've been doing the show for a couple hours before you guys tuned in. And we had somebody call earlier with the same old sort of mentality, the standard sort of American mentality of, oh, the cops are good. These are just a few bad apples you guys are talking about. Cops are good guys. What are you talking about? And I don't think that's the case.
No, since that's happened, I've met a lot of the kids in this community. And I have found out that there is a major problem in this area with basically their big gang. You know, they can do what they want. And they
That's
know
exactly
they
right. You nailed it on the head, Joanna. Yeah. Thank you for the call. We really appreciate hearing from you. That's really what they are.
Oh, yeah.
And,
I'm just sitting here thinking about if they took her kids for that. I would have been in foster care my entire life if the police were that kind of mentality when I was growing up, taking me because of unsupervised play. That's what I did. My parents kicked me out of the house and said, go play. You're a kid. That's what you're supposed to do.
But luckily, you were raised in New Hampshire, and unfortunately, she's out in California where things are a little bit different. The government's just a lot bigger out in California than it is here in New Hampshire. But maybe a song can make everything better. That's what the police in Miami think. Apparently. Police Chief John Timoney says the latest release is a win-win situation, breaking down stereotypes and building much-needed relationships. He says the police officers are, in fact, friends with these kids. The CD with this particular song on it will be distributed free. I wonder who's paying for it. To more than 10,000 students at middle schools and high schools in Miami-Dade County. And I actually have a clip of the song. I don't know how long we'll be able to play it, but just to give you an idea how awful it is. The police, they all right.
What?
It goes on for another 3.5 minutes. Let's skip ahead and see if it gets any better here. I can't take it anymore. This is going to make everything better. This is what the cops think is going to make it so young people in the city of Miami. And who knows, this might spread across the country and it might catch on.
Is this just one track on a CD on a 17-track CD, or are there actually lots of tracks like this?
The article doesn't describe what the other tracks on the CD are, but this is the this is a pro police song that they're getting kids to sing in schools apparently, or and there's this little training program that they have down in Miami. And I'm sorry, this is not going to fix the problem. So
no.
Putting out a little rap song or whatever the heck that type of music is not going to fix the issues with young people and the cops.
Yeah.
As long as these young urban people in Miami are having their brothers and sisters arrested for crimes like smoking marijuana or prostitution or whatever that's not harming anybody else, as long as they're seeing their brothers and sisters arrested, because this is targeted at very young kids.
Right.
But this message isn't going to get through.
Of course.
They're never going to believe it.
They live it every day. They're harassed every day by the police. The song's not going to make it all better.
Exactly right. And if you want to comment on this, 800-259-9231, if you've got bad cop stories or whatever you want to share with us, it goes if you make the call. This is Free Talk Live.
Attention, this is an extremely urgent GCN Health News Bulletin. If you're interested in suppressed natural cures, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Listen closely. 77 GCN listeners are needed immediately to test an amazing blacklisted herbal product considered to be the single most powerful traditional remedy on Earth. In fact, medical studies in other countries have been conducted on the astonishing effects this rare mineral-like compound has had on arthritis, obesity, energy, memory, and even reproductive health. Yet, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made at this time. However, it is still legal to own this compound, and right now a very small amount is being made available to GCN listeners in what's being called the most amazing and unusual offer ever made on radio. To claim your supply set aside for GCN listeners, simply go to www.blacklistedherb.com. Shipments will be filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you move quickly. That's www.blacklistedherb.com or call 877-327-0365.
Is credit card debt making your life stressful? Do you avoid answering the phone in fear of another creditor calling? How would you like to cut your credit card balances by as much as half? Well, now you can. Safeguard Debt Management Services will connect you with a debt management specialist who will negotiate with your creditors to reduce your balances by as much as half. You can consolidate all of your high credit card balances into one monthly payment. Call for a free, no-obligation debt consultation and learn how to get your very own customized debt Debt Management Program. 1-800-794-4313. Enjoy the financial freedom you've dreamed of, knowing your debt is being handled by professionals. Call now for your free no-obligation debt consultation. Regardless of your credit history, Safeguard can help. Get the answers you're looking for. The call is free, the consultation is free, and the information could change your life. Call now. 1-800-794-4313. That's 1-800-794-4313.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community. Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626. And express your freedom of speech today. Call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626.
Hello, I'm Dr. Bill Deagles, a Nutramedical Report here on Genesis After Alex Jones, 2 to 4, Monday to Friday. Develop the first line of defense kit to block pathogenic infective organisms to give you day-to-day protection as well as infection protection against biological and chemical weapons. Defense tabs block virus and bacterial entry into your tissues. Immunity blocks the tissues by improving your host defenses by increasing your enzyme activity by putting the minerals back into your enzymes and your cells, rejuvenate cellular function. The 3M masks are the best masks in the world at 99.67% of smoke and nanoparticles. All viruses and bacteria are blocked. Defense wipes will kill all the pathogenic viruses and bacteria on contact and are safe for you and your loved ones. So get a first line of defense kit and protect yourself from daily pathogens and from civil defense from biological, chemical, and toxic weapons. Call us at 888-212-8871 or order securely at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or call us at 888-212-8871. Stay well and protect your loved ones today.
News, politics, sports, cars, home improvement, health, and everything in between. We've got you covered. You're listening to the GCN Radio Network.
The show is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves toll free at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll free line from for you. 800-259-9231. Is the number. It's Ian here with you.
And Toby.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on our site we give away, so enjoy those on us. Live streams are there, a broadband version of the show and a dial-up version, both waiting for you for free at freetalklive.com. And the Prometheus Institute in Washington, D.C., also at readpi.com, is looking to make a real impact in Washington, not in 40 years, but right now. To find out what makes the Prometheus Institute different from all of the other flat-water political think tanks, visit them online at readpi.com. You'll find some pretty neat articles there. I like it. readpi.com. So as we continue with the phone calls here, let's talk to Jeff in Montana, listening on KGEZ. Jeff, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Jeff in Montana. Do we have Jeff? Jeff going once? Jeff going twice? Yeah, we'll put him on hold, maybe try him back. Let's go in the meantime to, it is Gene, the Christian anarchist, on the amplifier line. Hello, Gene.
Hi, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Just came back from Hawaii, and I wanted to tell you that the only presidential signs I saw in Honolulu were Ron Paul 2008 signs.
That's good news.
Excellent. Was it just a handful or a decent amount?
There was one area of town that was pretty well plastered with them. I mean, there was quite a few, probably the same group who did it. But, it looked like they'd covered that area pretty good.
Good to know. Man, Gene, you are living the life, traveling all around the world, going to China and Hawaii and just everywhere.
I haven't been to China for a while. Maybe we're thinking about December. So.
Ah, I gotcha. So you're back in Tennessee at this point?
Yes.
Very good. So any comments tonight beyond the Ron Paul thing?
There's all kinds of things I think about when I'm listening, but right at the moment, I don't don't think of anything. I just wanted to give you a Ron Paul update.
Well, he's certainly on the rise. He's been getting more and more media attention over the past few weeks. And, Gene, thanks for the call. 800-259-9231. I know, Toby, you guys have certainly been lavishing his campaign with as much attention as you can on your TV show, which is freemindstv.com.
Yep, it's great. It's great to talk about him and just to let people know in this area. We're a primary state here in New Hampshire, and it's great to let people know that, hey, there's a real alternative for someone to vote for that besides the lesser of two evils.
Exactly. There's finally someone actually worth going to the polls for in a primary.
Yeah.
And I think we're really going to see, it's really going to be interesting because we've got, about 6 months or less, actually, before the New Hampshire primary. They may move it earlier than they were planning on doing it. And there are something like 10 candidates in the race, maybe 11 if Fred Thompson jumps in. Most, 10 of these guys or 9 of these guys are warmongers.
Yeah.
And so anybody that's against this war, which is most of the solid majority of Americans, can show up and vote for Ron Paul while all the pro-war guys will be diluting their votes by voting for one of the other 9 candidates. I think he really actually has a shot at winning this.
I think that once people hear about him, once they hear the message that he has, they get on board. I mean, we've gotten a lot of email on our show just from people right here in the Keene area saying, thank you so much for just letting us know about him so we could look into him more on our own. So I think that once people hear about him, they look into him. He really does have a good chance.
He's not a perfectly principled libertarian, but he's about as close as it's ever going to get as far as somebody that you can actually vote for in a presidential election. Let's continue with the phone calls and talk to Matt in New York City. You're on Free Talk Live, Matt.
Hi, Tex. I think that jutting back to the police corruption.
Yes, sir.
I think they're aiming at the whole wrong thing. You know, they're talking about kids and doing drugs, but that's fine. You know, I think they need to be worried about other stuff.
Like what? Hello? Matt? Okay. An interesting call. I agree with him. Maybe he got a little nervous at the end there, but I agree.
Parents should probably be concerned with kids doing drugs, while police should probably be concerned with murderers, rapists, and violent individuals.
Right. The police, really, I really would like to see them get back to a role of peace officer, where they're only called in if somebody is disturbing the peace. Mm-hmm. If you're on my property, you're being belligerent and drunk, and you won't get off my property, I may need to call in the peace officers to nicely remove you from the property, not throw you in a jail cell. I don't want that. I just want you off my property.
Keep the peace.
Yeah, you take him home for the night and, make sure he stays at home. And that's fine. I don't want my friends and neighbors being put in jail cells for smoking joints or drinking underage or whatever, which brings me back to this point that I want to make, and I think it's really important that if the police are really serious, and I don't believe they are, if the police are really serious about wanting kids to like them, stop harassing and targeting them. We talked earlier in the show about these BMX bikers that are being harassed for riding their BMX bikes at skate parks. We talk, of course, we've talked in the past about parties.
Yeah.
Toby, you've been known in the Keene area here for throwing a few parties.
Right, right.
And inevitably, the police are going to come and screw with them.
Well, they're party poopers.
Right. Well, do you think it's because they weren't invited to parties as kids? I mean,
In all honesty, yeah, I think that a lot of the cops, especially the really mean ones, probably weren't they were the last picked in gym class.
I don't know about that. I mean, a lot of them seem to be, jock types.
Well,
so
some of them, I don't know. I've had quite the few encounters that with police who really just seem like they were picked on when they were in high school.
Whatever
now,
it is,
time to get back.
Right. Whatever it is, they certainly seem like they have an axe to grind, and they want to take it out on the young people in the area. And when a cop shows up at a high school or a college party where there's underage drinking going on, what does that do to make the? How does that make the cops look to these people? It makes them look like scumbags.
Mm-hmm.
It makes them look like they're just ruining people's fun. Because just because there are people that are drinking underage does not necessarily mean that they're drinking irresponsibly. I remember when I was younger, and I don't drink anymore personally, but I remember when I was younger and around young people drinking doing so myself, people are very well aware that drinking and driving is a bad thing. There were, in many cases, designated drivers at many of these parties, and they weren't necessarily being irresponsible, but that wouldn't have stopped the cops from busting in, kicking in doors, yelling and screaming, and harassing people.
Absolutely not. I've had friends who have been charged with possession of alcohol, even though they didn't have it, simply because they were at a party where alcohol was present.
How about the internal possession charge? How about that one?
I know it. If you don't have any beer on you, even if you blow a 0.0, you can get charged with possession of alcohol if you're within like 50 feet of an open container.
I had a friend charged with open house party one time, which didn't mean that he had any possession of anything. It just meant that he was allowing people to party at his house and the front door was open or something like that.
Yep.
It's just charge after charge. And all it does is alienates young people from the police. That's all it does. And it makes people hate the cops. Is that what they want? Because that's what they're getting. 800-259-9231 to Bill in Oklahoma. You're on Free Talk Live, Bill.
Hey, guys. How you guys doing today?
Good. What's on your mind?
Well, I kind of wanted to switch gears just a little bit, go from one hate group to another. This one's the federal government.
Yes.
I was wondering if either you or Toby have heard much about the Supreme Court, or not the Supreme Court, but the federal courts upholding that warrants are not needed to search email records.
Warrants aren't needed to search email records. No, I've not, I don't think I've caught this one.
That was by a slight decision, I believe, right? Was that one? It was just
by 3-2 decision.
Right.
But basically, what it gives is it gives the federal government free reign over email communications at any time for any reason.
Well, now all they have it is in writing. I mean, it's not like it was stopping them
right
before they had the law.
Yeah.
now it's just supposedly legal.
Yeah, what they do is they do whatever they want to do, and they never get charged with anything for doing it. No one ever gets reprimanded in the government. And then they end up passing the laws retroactively to say, well, what we've been doing, even though it was not necessarily legal before, it's now legal now. And that's what they've been doing. So
yeah,
I'm not shocked. I'm not even shocked at this.
It's just a couple guys in robes making the decision. It's not even a landslide decision or anything. It's just by a vote or two, a couple of guys decided it's okay. So now
right.
It is written, it's law, and they can do it.
And we've seen the Supreme Court doing more and more of this, backing the police and giving the police slowly, bit by bit, more and more powers.
Well, here's my only concern of the whole thing is, you know, I'm a very big privacy kind of guy. I like to keep all my conversations under lock and key.
Sure.
So I encrypt all my messages, being email, instant message, whatever. So what are they going to have to do now? They're going to have to knock on the NSA's door to decode my messages just so they know that I have a shopping list that I have to read off from the door?
Well, I hope that's what they end up doing. I hope they chase down a bunch of shopping lists and things like that and misinformation and misdirection and waste a bunch of their time. Bill, thanks for the call. We appreciate it.
What can they possibly do with the billions of emails that are sent every day? How can they process
them? They're not going to look at all of the emails, but what this does allow them to do is, apparently without a warrant, look at yours. If they want to target you, they have to do is just go and get them. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calvin Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calvin Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. The J. Michael Stevens Group is shipping a lot of storable food. It's smart that you're getting going at your food supplies. 1 week after the report came out that the world had eaten more food than it produced last year, the country turned into a deep freeze, wiping out a huge part of the new crop. An example? In 24 hours, clementine oranges doubled in price. If you intend to start or finish your supply, call immediately. When you call, tell them how many adults and how many years of food you need. When there are shortages, missing items will be substituted, maintaining the quantity of food necessary. Money is not the problem. Availability is. Be careful. When food supplies get short, with no future, many retailers ship real trash to supply you. For safe food you can trust, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
JLS Research, the makers of the all-natural and very effective no-BO deodorant, has now discovered very unique research that indicates that those who have body odor may be deficient in a certain dietary component. Their new product, the First Responder, supplies the body with the missing link so that it can respond to the symptom called body odor. By using organic and enzymes to step up the body's ability to absorb more freely, the body begins to respond by taking in the missing nutrient. As it responds, body odor will then no longer be an issue. First Responder is the first of its kind, comprised of only four organics: grapeseed skins, grapeseed, grapefruit seed, and garlic. It's so effective, you need only one organic capsule per day to keep the odor away. First Responder is 100% guaranteed. Go online and order First Responder at no-bo.com. Visit no-bo.com or call JLS Research at 850-723-8599. That's 850-723-8599.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231, even in these remaining moments. 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Toby.
That, by the way, is the SACL CAI toll-free line for you. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. You like the show? You want to help support Free Talk Live? Then go and join the AMP program. Head over to amp.freetalklive.com, and for as little as $3 a month, you can help us advertise, market, and promote Free Talk Live. That's what it stands for. What we do is we take the money that comes in, and we pull it together, and we purchase, well, advertising and marketing and promotion for the show to get it on more radio stations around the country and thereby spread the message of freedom and liberty as far and as wide as possible. So learn more about that. Learn about the perks you get access to, like the AMP-only call-in lines, chat room forum, and more. All the details at amp.freetalklive.com. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only choice for more personal freedom and smaller, less intrusive government. To learn more about joining the Second American Revolution, go to freestateproject.org. That is freestateproject.org. To the phones, to the fun. Ladies first, let's talk to Nikki in California, listening on KSCO. Hey, Nikki.
Hi. Would you do me a favor and let me say what I have to say and not interrupt? Okay?
Well, just it depends. So if you want to go on for 20 minutes, then we're not going
to let you get away
with that.
No, I don't plan on going on that long.
Okay, go for it.
I do have to say, you know, I was a security officer by trade, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I worked in law enforcement, with law enforcement, and what I'm hearing coming out of this radio station is one-sided, it's biased. I hear you saying, oh, well, they're just going to ruin their fun and they want to party. A lot of these parents don't know where these kids are at. These things lead to rape, unwanted pregnancies. Sometimes the kids are getting killed. There's a lot of gang wars going on and things over drugs, and it starts with them starting to publicize the sales of these drugs at their schools and places where their parents don't know where they're at. okay?
Okay. You've addressed two issues so far, Nikki.
No, I'm not done yet.
Well, you've addressed two issues so far. I'll let you continue, but I'm going to. I want to address these two issues. All right? You've addressed the drug war, which is an awful thing that needs to be absolutely ended to where people aren't dealing drugs on school campuses anymore, and they can be purchased in stores from legitimate business people. And you also talk about rapes and all these other allegations. Well, if parents want to keep their kids safe, it should be their job to know where their kids are at and keep them safe, not the cops.
Yeah, well, they're there to enforce the safety of the public, and that includes people underage, okay? They also need to be protected. But this is just a crock of bull coming out of
protected
the radio
station.
Protected
from what?
Okay? This is a crock
Wait,
of bull,
them
and
from what,
the
Nikki?
FBO does not necessarily represent your views. Guys, grow up.
Hey, Nikki, just protect them from what? Why can't you have a conversation with us? Huh?
You know, because it's just, you're a bunch of idiots.
Well, why don't you answer my question,
I've heard
Nikki?
Other people
protect them from what,
station.
Nikki? Protect kids
protect
at a party from what?
What? People that are preying on young people.
Okay,
what do you
Toby,
think?
As somebody who's thrown parties, I mean, what do you have to say to Nikki here?
Well, I think we were just trying to have a good time at these parties. I mean, no one's getting hurt at them. People are being safe. There's
designated
drivers.
And are you taking
drivers.
Responsibility for what happens to these people afterwards? After they leave your so-called party?
Well, yeah,
of
course.
Are you taking responsibility for them if they are given ecstasy?
Well, if they're getting ecstasy,
if they
wait a minute, Nikki. How can Toby take responsibility for other individuals and their individual choices?
Well, they're at my place.
You don't want
any
responsibility for anything. You just don't want to take any responsibility.
No,
okay?
I take responsibility.
These men and women that put their lives on the line out there every day have to put up with a bunch of crap.
Their lives,
okay?
Nikki, their lives aren't on the line when they're busting a college party or a high school drinking party. No cop's life is on the line when they're busting a bunch of kids for drinking.
Okay? We don't need people like you on the radio.
Nikki, you didn't hear a word I said, did you? Did you hang up? Oh, see, that's the problem with people that don't, people like her, is they're not interested in having a conversation.
Right.
They've got their one viewpoint, and that's all they can think about. Look, when it comes to a high school party, kids drinking under the age, the fact is it's going on whether you like it or not. Okay? It is against the law. Should it be against the law? No way.
Right.
The drinking age should be abolished as far as I'm concerned. And the reason why we have kids that are abusing alcohol today is because they were raised with people telling them, no, you can't have it. And when you tell a kid no, they want to do it.
Of course. I mean, she brought up the point that parents don't know where their kids are, so police have to go out there and be parents, basically. And,
right.
But do we need police to be pseudo-parents when parents don't know where their kids are? Is that really what she's asking for?
Apparently it is.
Wow.
And so, I mean, again, as somebody who put on parties, Toby, you can't be responsible. You said you would be responsible, but you can't be responsible for what an individual chooses to do. If an individual chooses to purchase a tab of ecstasy and put it in their mouth, you aren't going to know about it. Might have done that whether or not they were at the party.
Right. We're going to be responsible for people's physical safety. But
right. As far as if there's a fight or something like
exactly.
that.
Exactly. As far as any, she said, gangs out there, any of that stuff, we're going to be responsible for people's physical safety if there's fights or anything, but if people choose to put something into their body, who am I to tell them no?
Right, and the ecstasy is out there, again, regardless of the war on drugs' existence. The war on drugs is a huge factor in a lot of the things that we're talking about today, and it gives the police the excuse to go and raid, for instance, raves and dance parties and that sort of thing on the pretense, oh, there's drugs here. So we have the ability to break up all these kids' fun, these kids that are they're just having a good time, they're dancing, they're enjoying each other's company. If their parents don't care enough about them to know where their young people are, their kids are, then, how dare you suggest that the police should be able to come in and crack some people's heads open.
Get some people some records.
Right. To arrest young people, 16, 17, 18, 19 years old, take them into a jail cell, and then give them a permanent record for the rest of their life, and you're telling me that's going to help them? That's going to make their life better? As opposed to them maybe taking a hit of ecstasy and waking up feeling a little groggy the next morning? Look, I've done ecstasy before, and I believe it. I'm not recommending that people do it necessarily, but I think the government tells an awful lot of lies about it.
Of course.
And according to anyone who's objective, and clearly people like Nikki are definitely not objective in their mental processes, But anyone who's taken an objective look at ecstasy can easily tell that the government has lied about it. In fact, it used to be safer back when it was legal.
Well, there were people creating it legally for a profit. There weren't. It wasn't right. People just creating it to make some money. I mean, of course it was for money, but it was legal, so it was overseen. There were pharmacies creating it. It was used for therapy purposes.
The reason why drugs are dangerous today, the illegal drugs are dangerous, is because they're being manufactured by gangsters. There are impurities in them. You purchase something you think is ecstasy, but it's not ecstasy. It's actually four other chemicals mixed together and pressed into a tablet. That's what kids are getting today. So really, if you want kids to be safe, because the fact is they're going to go and party, whether you like it or not, okay, that's a reality. And anyone living in California or anywhere else in America should know this. Anyone who's been a kid should know this. The fact is kids are going to party. If you want them to be safe, legalize the drugs, so that way the drugs that they inevitably will be purchasing are not going to be filled with dirty impurities and made in the back shed of somebody's, somebody's trailer park.
And leave parenting up to the parents. If we tell the police they're responsible for that, they're going to think they're responsible for that.
Mm-hmm.
We don't need to have parents shifting their responsibility onto public servants, bureaucrats. That's a parent's job to talk to them, to know where their kids are. We don't need the precedent of that's the police's job.
Right. The police should be out stopping real crimes. Now, if somebody's getting raped, that's a real crime the police should get involved in.
Right.
But how many people got raped at the parties you threw when you were in college, Toby?
None.
You sure about that?
To the best of my knowledge, none.
800-259-9231. Sean in Massachusetts, as we go to the phones again here. Sean, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes, guys. I wanted to comment about the other day. I was driving down the street, and there was a person behind me, and a police officer had just pulled out around the corner and was behind the person that was behind me. And I got pulled over for my left rear tire hitting the yellow line. They had swerved around, and I got pulled over. And I said, "Officer, what's the problem?" And they said, "Seems to me that you're swerving a little bit. Can I have your license and registration?" I said, "Yes, sir, you can have my license and have my registration." So they get my registration, they come back, and they said, "Okay, you do not have a proper registration. This is under EBV Corporation." And I was like, "Yes, it's my corporation I work for. I have it registered underneath that."
Mm-hmm.
And so they told me to sit back of the vehicle. And they said, "Well, EBV Productions is not the proper registration, which is the productions that I'm under.
Got it.
Incorporated." So they end up calling the lead detective to come over, and they had to come and check this out. And they said, "EBV is not the proper, my registration number." So they started, they had to call my father to come. They had to call my father, they had to come take my car away.
And you weren't even doing anything. I mean, it's just they just get caught up in their paperwork. And I'm sorry, Sean, we're out of time, but thank you for the call. It's all about the paperwork and getting your registration correct.
Jumping through the hoops.
Right. They weren't protecting anybody in that particular case. Sean wasn't doing anything wrong. If he's violated the law, then cite him for it.
And it's probably their fault that they put up too many hurdles.
Yeah. We'll be back tomorrow night. Online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.